small aleph, perik yutes, pasuk aleph. So the Gemara in Masechta Yuma on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis brings down a fascinating story. It said earlier in Perik Yud Gimel in Shmuel Aleph that Shaul was like a one-year-old. And all the Mefarshim explained, based on the Gemara, that he was free of any taint of Avera, like a one-year-old. He was untouched by sin. And the Gemara says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, when he learned that pasuk in Nach, suggested that maybe what the Nach was trying to say was that he was like a one-year-old in that he was covered in dirt and filth, meaning he was covered in sin, like a small child plays in the dirt and gets filthy. And in a dream, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was shown a vision of terrifying malachim, terrifying angels. And he recognized that this vision was a response to what he had said about Shaul HaMelech. And so he declares in the Gemara that he's humbling himself before Shaul and asks forgiveness of Shaul's bones. And when he saw the terrifying malachim again a second time, he added, I ask forgiveness of the bones of Shaul, Melech Yisrael, King of Yisrael. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, therefore, is teaching us that it is wrong to assume, based on the text of the Nach that we're about to read and we have been reading, that Shaul was being sinful in jealousy over David HaMelech, in very kind of low motivations of personal gain, even though the text is very critical. And as we've been saying, Shaul's absence of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was affecting him very badly. But he also felt he had real halachic reason to pursue David. Asking forgiveness of the bones is interpreted by the Maharsha as meaning that from our human perspective, he did sink into sin when he pursued David. And a jealous person's bones rot in his grave. By seeing his error, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was saying, please forgive me Shaul's bones, because the bones had not rotten at all out of jealousy of David HaMelech. And this is kind of a fascinating take on the concept that although Shaul's motivations from the Psukim seem very clear, it's really very complex. And Shaul HaMelech is on a level and a station that makes it very difficult. I'm sure I sound somewhat critical as we go through Shaul's actions, and some of them seem almost indefensible. But keep in mind that the Gemara always suggests a deeper look. It's not as simple as it may appear. But Pasuk Aleph begins with something that does seem, unfortunately, simply about hate and jealousy and anger. Vayidaber Shaul el Yonasan beno ve'el kol avodav. So Shaul spoke to his son Yonasan, not realizing the depth of Yonasan's bond with David, as the Nach necessarily told us in the previous parak, about how close the two were. And he spoke to all of his servants, Lahamis es David, and told them, or at least spoke to them about the subject of killing David. The Malbim says, after he tried to kill David by throwing a spear at him and failing twice, after trying to have him die at the hands and swords of the Plishtim, and it didn't work, so Shaul turns to his servants as a plot to somehow see David dead. Both of those attempts were attempts to try to kill him in a way that would look accidental. But now, it's openly intended, with intent. V'Yehonasan ben Shaul chafetz b'David ma'od. But as we said in the previous parak, Yehonasan, Shaul's son, was delighted in David, was connected to David, wanted David's success and positive outcomes, rather than chas v'shalom, to see him dead. So when Shaul spoke to Yonasan, it spelled Yonasan without a hey. When Yehonasan ben Shaul is being praised for his ties and connection to David, the hey appears. And in fact, the Me'on Lo'ez points out that until this point, Yonasan was spelled without a hey. From here on in, it's always spelled with a hey, as a sign of one of the letters of Hashem's holy name, as a sign of the great spiritual advancement that he is achieving through his love for David, and the reward that he will receive for saving David from Shaul's hand. And therefore, Pasuk Beis, Vayaged Yehonasan LeDavid LeMor. So Yehonasan immediately went to tell David and said, Mevakeh Shaul Avi LaHamisecha. Shaul, my father, seeks to kill you, wants to kill you. Yehonasan is caught between the obligation of a son to obey his father and the obligation of a friend to save his friend or his fellow man from extreme danger. So he's trying to find a way to save him, but trying to do so without diminishing kiburav. Ve'ata, and now, Yehonasan says to David, Yishamer nova boker. Please beware. In the morning, v'yoshavta v'aseser v'nachbeisa. Hide in a secret place. Wait in a secret place and hide yourself. So it's interesting that he did not say to David that Shaul's servants are trying to kill you. He said, my father Shaul wants to kill you. The implication of that is that the servants did not want to fulfill this duty that was laid upon them by the king. We also learn from this, a halacha, that one can call one's father by his first name when not in his presence. So he's telling David to take very great care, because the reach of a king is very long indeed. And a lot of people would be afraid to hide him or save him because of the potential wrath of the king that could be poured out upon them. And so Yehonasan is going to try to run interference with Shaul and calm him so that he doesn't try to kill David further. But it's going to be fruitless, as we'll see.